It's 1917. We're at Loram, still in Dunleckley Union. Loram, as we head out of Bagnallstown towards the mountains, was relatively recently, as it were, rededicated to Christ as Good Shepherd. And of course, nothing could be more suitable in the context of the pastoral countryside that surrounds it up the mountains. But it's lovely to be reminded of the importance of the model of the Good Shepherd, how in the East the sheep follow the shepherd because he sets an attractive example for the flock to follow, giving them confidence and joy. And just as Jesus sets us an attractive and compelling example, so also those who claim to be his under-shepherds and those who dare even to wield bishop's crooks must somehow bring others with them and after them by the compelling attractiveness, not just of their zeal for the cause and the joy that goes with it, but also by their sheer integrity. 1917. We're, of course, in the midst of the Great War. It's also the year of the Russian Revolution. This time, however, let me be more domestic, because it had long-term implications. That year, the Ford Motor Company began construction of engines and vehicles at Cork in a factory beside the river that became quite synonymous with the industrial life of Cork for the next 70 years or so. The factory was initially for the production and assembly of Fordson tractors. And by the way, consider the impact, the transforming impact on farming when everyday farmers started to have a motor-driven tractor. It, of course, led gradually to the demise of wonderful steam engines, which are still much treasured in rallies and things not far from Loram. But still, the effect on farm work of the modern tractor was transforming. Henry Ford was the son of a West Cork emigrant. Through his Model T car, he wished to make motoring accessible through cheap, mass-produced cars. He had the same view of tractors in relation to those working on the land. And there's a commemorative statue of Henry Ford in West Cork, where he came from, which depicts a Model T. Until the 1980s, Ford was a huge employer in Cork. My father in Dublin always bought Fords. He usually had Cortinas. Do you remember those? And every time one took delivery of a new Cortina in the Dublin of the 1960s and 70s, it already had precisely 161 miles on the clock because it had literally been driven up from the assembly plant of Ford's in Cork. Now, of course, I hope these very talks, like one of my Sunday reflections recently, make nonsense of Ford's supposed maxim that history is bunk. But he certainly helped to bring about the love affair between Irish people and their cars, of which we now see many problematical consequences, of course. Some marvellous cars came off the assembly line in Cork, and it was a time when the protectionist view of industry in Ireland was that cars had to be sort of brought in here in knockdown form and then assembled. But marvellous cars came off that assembly line at times when design mattered a lot rather than a kind of dull aerodynamic uniqueness. I've mentioned the Cortina on which I was brought up. One of its sister cars was the Anglia. I always coveted my friends' parents who had Anglias because, as some of you may remember, they had wonderful chrome headlights which had things almost like eyelids over them made of chrome. And more particularly, they had a back window which, instead of sloping outwards, sloped inwards. Anyway, I remember, as I say, in my early days, I mentioned how all new Fords had to be brought if they were to be sold in Dublin up from Cork. And I remember my early days as a curate in Cork City when Ford's had just ceased operation and there was great lamentation over it, knowing a man there whose job it had been to drive the new Ford's to Dublin several nights of the week through the night and then get the early train back. I thought that must have been a rather heavenly job. Ford's were one of the great Irish businesses by adoption and very much part through tractors of the agricultural history of our land and also hugely part of the industrial history of the Irish state.